Hey, Jenna.
Hey, Ellie.
Welcome back to Lawless Ladies.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, you are so welcome, Jenna. I'm so happy that you're here because I have a doozy of a story to tell you today and I just can't wait. Okay.
Well, you've been talking about this woman all week.
I've been dropping not even dropping hints. I've been so good because usually
I haven't given me any clues.
No, I haven't, not even a single clue.
No, you just said I'm going to love her.
Yeah.
It's just
such a fucked up story. So I'm just excited to talk about it. So I've got three words for you, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Here are your three clues. Ready? Okay. Pigs, Craigslist, and EBT cards.
Oh, shit. Okay, here's where my mind goes. A farmer selling some pigs in exchange for EBT cards.
Okay.
That's where my mind went.
That makes sense. Totally makes sense. That's not at all what happened. Today's story is about Susan Monica.
Okay.
Who was a pig farmer living out on 20 acres of woodlands in rural Oregon. And she turned into a fucking murderer.
Oh.
All for the sake of her beloved precious pigs.
Oh, mm-hmm. She murdered for the pigs.
In a way, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited to hear this story.
Yeah, I'm so excited to tell you about it. But first, a bit of a disclaimer. So Susan Monica was born Stephen Buchanan on July 18th, 1948 in California. Now, this is a podcast called Lawless Ladies, and I can understand a bit of confusion here. So let me clear it up. Trans women are women, so suck it. We will be referring to Susan Monica with her correct pronouns as she lived as Susan for 40 years, and that's the decent thing to do, even if she is a murderous pig farmer. We respect people on this podcast.
Exactly.
Period.
I literally the other day saw the best video on social media about pronouns. And it was like, all right, hey, you introduce yourself and your name and you say your name is Ellie, but I keep calling you Elle.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, I want to be called Ellie over and over and over. And it's like me calling you Elle. That's not even your name. Right.
Yeah.
So just learning someone's real name. Learning their pronouns, what they want to be called. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Super easy. Not really an inconvenience at all. So
on you.
On
you. Really? Is it an inconvenience on you? Yeah.
So I just want to clear that up.
Thank you for clearing that up.
But Susan Monica was born in the late 40s in California. After enrolling and serving in the Navy as a sailor in the Vietnam War, she was honorably discharged from the military and then began living as Susan and embarked on a successful career in engineering. It was always a dream of Susan's to have her own farm, though. So in 1991, she found the perfect land in Willmar, Oregon for her dream. Growing up, Susan recalls not particularly liking people and that she preferred animals like her pigs over the various people that she had in her life.
Well, people are shit humans a lot of times, especially the people in transition living those lives. So I can only imagine what she went through.
Yeah.
And it's nice that she had the animals to kind of help her get through those tough times.
Yeah. And Susan was definitely an odd duck, but she characterized herself that way. And she also said she had a dark sense of humor that most people just didn't get. Some of the highlights of Susan's humor included joking with people about feeding them to her pigs and those kind of knee slappers.
So funny.
Really funny. Really funny. Very endearing. So it's the early 90s and Susan just bought about 20 acres of full-on just straight forest for her farm. Now she had to get to the task of building a house, like a barn, the pens for her animals, all the other things that go into having a farm. There's a lot of stuff that I'm not sure of. But she also at this time owned a successful fencing company, like just fences, not fencing the sport.
Oh, okay.
The fence company. And she called it White Queen Construction. White Queen Construction.
Okay.
Which is just
interesting.
But it was pretty successful. You know, by 2013, so about 20 years, Susan had overseen the construction of a massive barn on the property all by herself, which is pretty fucking awesome.
It is huge. She must have had to, that seems difficult to do on your own.
She just got it done. But she was tired and she needed some help, so she turned to everyone's favorite murder site, Craigslist. It was through Craigslist that she met Robert Haney, who was a handyman who was willing to build her house from the ground up, like completely from scratch. According to Jesse Haney, who was Robert's son, he and Susan had struck a deal that Susan would pay part in cash for this work, and the rest of the payment would be in the form of housing on her property. So she had, you know, a trailer he could stay in, him and his dog could stay in there. And Robert was more of a transient person anyway. Mm-hmm. He only operated in cash, which, you know,
living off the grid.
Living off the grid.
Probably not paying taxes.
And he remarked that he loved being in nature. And so waking up in the forest just was really great.
Some beautiful place to reside.
Yeah, for him. So she set him up down in the trailer with the barn where he and his dog could stay while he built her home. When Robert moved in, he started right away setting the foundation and beginning the work, but he wasn't alone in the work he was doing. There were a couple of other workers that lived there during the same time that he did. Sean Lamanis, was a former worker. He noted that he, meaning Robert, was her handyman, laborer, and carpenter. So he was doing just a bunch of odd jobs on the place. But in December of 2013, Robert's family hadn't heard from him in over 2 months. They started to get a little worried. Jesse, Robert's son, made the trip out to Susan's farm to check on his father. And Susan told him that actually Robert had left like nearly 4 months ago. She said that he received a phone call from a different family member telling him that they had been assaulted. And Susan claimed that after this call, Robert started drinking and his behavior became really erratic. And then he was just, you know, poof, gone. Didn't say anything, just kind of left. Now, Sean, the other worker that I mentioned earlier, he also confirmed that Robert was a bit of a drinker, that he could get loud and pretty aggressive when he was drinking. But he also told investigators that Robert and Susan did not get along very well, especially towards the end of his stay. So investigators have a couple of competing versions of the stay here.
I'm sensing some red flags with her story versus the other, Sean.
And Susan just saying, oh, I don't know. He just kind of left. Just
disappeared.
Just kind of left. I don't know. You know, that was like 4 months ago. So he's probably just been out on the lam, you know, to his son.
Yeah. Like,
so Jesse thought it was odd that his dad would just disappear. But because Robert usually only paid cash for transactions, it would be hard to prove otherwise to authorities.
Of course.
Which is such a bummer that that is a thing.
Use your credit card so that
everybody,
people can track where you're at.
Make a goddamn trail if you're going to be going off into the middle of Oregon woods to live with a woman you met off of Craigslist. Just every now and again, buy an ice cream cone with your credit card, okay? Just in case, Jesse, you know, asked Susan while he was there talking to her if he could just go check out the trailer, just make sure everything's all right. And when he did so, he discovered that his dad had left his leather jacket, all of his very expensive tools, and his whole fucking dog.
What? The dog was still there?
The dog was still there. He just had left his dog.
Oh,
I don't know about you, but even in my most stressed of benders, I wouldn't go leaving my pets with some woman and her pigs on a farm in Oregon.
Absolutely not. Little handsome man.
I would never leave little handsome man and little ladybird all alone. No way. And that's exactly
dead.
Unless I was dead. Yeah. So now Jesse immediately was like, okay, well, no, ma'am.
No.
No way. No way that my dad would leave all of this stuff, would leave his dog, wouldn't call, wouldn't tell us anything. Absolutely not. When Jesse asked Susan about his dad's dog and all of his stuff still being here, Susan claimed that she had forgotten to mention, actually, that Robert had asked her to watch his dog while he was away. He just went away mm-hmm. and he was like, could you watch this dog? And she had been waiting. Now, come to think of it, now that you bring it up, I've been waiting to hear from your dad about when to come get
the
dog.
the dog or something?
Right?
Story?
Just, you know. Wow. So it was like total bullshit. So Jesse left and filed a missing persons report with the local authorities right away. And they began to look into Robert's disappearance. And in doing that, they had to look through, you know, all of Robert's records. They tracked his credit cards, even though he didn't really have many. But he also tracked his EBT card, benefits card from the state of Oregon, they got a ping off the EBT card. And the ping, Jenna, it was Susan using Robert's EBT card at Walmart about 30 minutes away from her house. She was caught on CCTV in December of 2013.
Okay.
In December. So the same month that Robert's son
came to
visit and asked, it's almost like he left and she was like, well, took care of that situation.
Yes.
Might like as well like, go oh, over.
There's no way he'd suspect me. Yep. Little old me.
Little old me. I did so well in telling him.
I'm so proud of myself.
I did such a good job. So investigators were going to go speak to Susan about this, just about the EBT card. And the officers were going over and they were going through a property and you have to walk up a long driveway. It's a big property to get to the actual house, which is right in the middle. The officers just walking along, looking around, taking note of all of the trash and the garbage and the rubble that's piled up on her property. And he just stumbles upon a human femur.
What?
Yeah.
Just lay there.
Half decomposed, just chilling on the property. It was a bit of ways away from the pig pens. And so that's when the investigation changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Finding the leg allowed the investigators to expand their search of the property, where they found the place to be completely disheveled, building structures haphazardly pieced together, debris, like pig shit, junk everywhere.
Even the house she was living in was like...
Yeah. The inside of her house, there's videos from their walkthrough.
Ew.
The inside piles of trash, just rotting food in the bedroom, in the bed, her
disgusting.
Bed. Disgusting.
Oh, it's really like hoarders. She's definitely a hoarder.
Mm-hmm. Officers noted her home was filthy, rotting food in her bedroom, and there were a ton of pests. The caravan where Robert was meant to be living was also in disarray. They had brought Susan in for questioning about the EBT card and subsequently the whole ass leg they found on her property. Susan herself is also just filthy too. She's really gross. And I'm noting this because during the investigation and during the interrogation, which was 12 hours long, by the way, during the interrogation, she kept saying that she has OCD and that she can't focus because something like a light in the interrogation room was a little askew. And she just, I can't answer your questions because I'm such a neat person.
Lies.
And meanwhile, like we have this video footage of
pure
complete filth. So just to understand.
Yeah. Disconnect happening
little
in
disconnect.
The brain.
Yeah, a little disconnect. So she's wearing a well-worn pair of dirty jeans, an oversized, what once was maybe a cream-colored sweatshirt with some sort of logo that's a little bit peeling off, and a pink and yellow knit wool beanie.
Gross.
Yeah, it was filthy, visibly.
She probably smelled awful.
Yeah. So the officers during the 12-hour interrogation tried really hard to get Susan to open up about what happened. They just wanted to know where Robert was, and since she was the last person to see him, we have to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And she was just adamant that he just, you know, he just up and left. Well, I don't know. And that he was a drunk and he wasn't doing the work that he promised her. So she felt she could use his EBT card, I guess, for that. But Susan, she's quiet and she's polite. I watched 2 hours of this interrogation.
Yeah.
But she's also joking with investigators about how terrible people are in comparison to animals, especially her pigs.
Huh?
So during her videotaped interrogation, which was later used in the trial against her, Susan stated, I do not value human life very much. The only thing wrong with this planet is there's people on it. If it weren't for us, all the other animals, dodo birds and whatever else, would still be here. This was quite jarring for investigators because they're looking at her and she seems nice. She's just kind of weird, but then she would just say these things. I do not value human life very much.
And that's huge.
So this was really jarring for investigators, and even more so after they were speaking to some of her coworkers, some of the other workers that she hired through Craigslist.
That were living on the property.
That had lived on the property, worked on the property.
Yeah, what did they say about the filth? Were their areas disgusting too?
Well, the people that she was collecting.
Mm.
You know, there was a reason they were looking on Craigslist for jobs.
Yeah. So they usually could have had backgrounds or something, couldn't get a job.
Bit
elsewhere.
Of drunkards, you know, just
totally get
some
what
thieves,
you're saying.
You know.
Yeah.
But they were talking to the investigators about how weird she was about her pigs and like how many times she would joke about feeding people to her pigs. One worker in particular recalled how Susan held him over the pig pen one time, knowing full well that he was scared of pigs. And while she was holding him over the pen, she said to him, "I've always wondered how long it would take my pigs to eat a human."
Shut up. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that so creepy?
Have you seen the movie Snatch?
No.
Oh my gosh, you would love it. They literally feed the humans to the pigs because the pigs will eat the bones even. They can gnaw through. So they starve the pigs for a few weeks and they let them go to town on human bodies.
Oh my God, well.
I bet she watched that movie in the 90s. And she got all these ideas.
She got all these ideas. But the weird thing about that whole interaction, right, is she was playing it off like it was a joke. And he thought she was joking a bit, but he remembered it stuck in his mind.
Because it's like a startling thing.
Held over a pig pen. And yeah, just he was saying that she was laughing about it while she was saying it. So a bit of sadistic tendencies there.
A little bit.
That same worker also mentioned that Susan had spoken about Robert claiming that she would shut him up. Like, I'll shut him up.
Shut you up.
I'll shut him up. So after hearing these stories, investigators start to pressure Susan more about what happened. And she finally breaks her story that Robert had left months ago. And this is what she says happened.
Boy.
Susan recalls how one morning, about a month after Robert had left the farm. So Robert still had left the farm. But about a month after that, he had come back and she had come down to feed the pigs and saw that they were already in a feeding frenzy. And well, what were they eating, you may ask? Well, it was Robert's intestines. Yep.
So how did he get there?
Oh, she doesn't know. She has no idea.
No clue.
She just came down in the morning and to feed her little pigs. And she saw, what are you eating,
little guy?
What are you eating? And she just tromped down to the little pig pen. And, wouldn't you know, there's Robert, who I haven't seen in a month, lying on his back, still alive, with the pigs just eating his intestines. Yep. And he was moaning, and that's how she mentioned, I heard moaning. When she saw this, which is very traumatic, just him sitting there, saw the pig, she was like, well, he's not going to survive. And the ambulance will take about 30 minutes to get here.
So such naturally, a logical thinker she is.
Naturally, what she did was go back up to the house, grab her shotgun, and shoot him in the head.
Put him out of his suffering.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, Jenna. She's a hero, really.
Yeah, she is.
If you think about it.
And did she tell the police she had just forgotten about this part of the conversation?
What she said was she didn't call the police. She was afraid to come to the police because she thought that they would then come and kill all of her pigs.
Because her poor pigs
had eaten. It wasn't their fault. They were just doing what nature intended.
Yeah, they were just hungry and his body was.
Yes. Apparently he climbed into the pen, slid open his own stomach and said, have at it, boys.
Eat me.
And it was weird because Sean, the other guy who had worked with them, had mentioned that Robert hated the pigs. He never went down to feed the pigs. That's also what Susan had said earlier in the investigation, yes, that Robert was kind of lazy and he wouldn't go down and feed the pigs. He was never around the pigs. So what was he doing in the pig pen, yep. Susan?
Lies, Susan.
What was he doing, lies. Susan? So just, it was clearly a lie. And the investigators thought so too, because like when they questioned her more about details, she couldn't remember how many times she shot him. And that's weird. You would remember something like that.
If this is the first time ever murdering a human.
Yeah, you would totally.
You would remember your first kill, you would think.
You would remember, yeah. Plus the mere fact that someone could survive pigs eating at your intestines, over enough time for her to, that's minutes going up to get the shotgun at the house. That's a whole, that's 2 minutes right there. It would have just died. It, you know, it's, that's not scientific.
Not logical. That's just that not she logical. Would go all the way up to the house, get the shotgun, come back, and he's still alive.
Yeah. And then she also told the investigators that after that, she just went about feeding the rest of her animals.
Well, the pigs were probably full.
Well, the pig, that's what she said. She just let her pigs destroy evidence. For days, she said she would go out there every morning and his body would still be there. And she was just waiting for the pigs to keep eating and basically continue to destroy evidence. So already she admitted to a pretty bad crime. Well, even if it's not murder, she's destroying evidence. And then a few days later, she went and collected the bits that her pigs didn't eat, like Robert's clothing, his skull, one of the bigger couple of bones. And she just had a big old bonfire, just decided to destroy even more evidence. And what she couldn't destroy that way, she stuffed into plastic garbage bags and stuffed in a little corner of the barn.
Did the police then go find it?
Yeah. They went and found all this stuff, and they've collected all of the ashes from the bonfire because she hadn't dumped the ash barrel. So they found all of his DNA.
Of course they did.
But what she did do is she did snipe that EBT card right before burning all of his shit up.
How smart.
So she could use it, you know, just really cold-blooded, terrible. Even if it's true that Robert just fell into the pen, the callousness of shooting a man in the head, who knows how many times? Because right. she said I could have shot him 6 times. I don't know.
That is insane. So did they figure out who the femur was?
Well, let me get right into that because it was not Robert. So It's pretty clear that this deranged woman snapped and shot Robert and then fed him to her pigs.
Very logically.
But that doesn't explain the random leg that they found on the farm. That's right, Jenna. After DNA testing, they found that the leg was not Robert.
Do they know whose it is?
It belonged to another worker that had worked with Susan only 1 year before Robert and went missing in 2012. It was the leg of 59-year-old Stephen Delacino, who was never reported missing, so didn't have family at Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susan being confronted with the literal leg on her property, she broke down and marked a map of her property with an X where investigators would find, quote, Steve. According to Susan, while Delacino was working for her, she noticed that two of her guns went missing.
Oh.
She did some poking around, and she found them among Delacino's things. But when she confronted him about it, they got into sort of like a wrestling match of some kind. And the way that Susan explains it, he was wielding a gun, and she was just trying to get the gun away from him.
Yeah, poor little Susan.
Yep, they were wrestling with the gun. And Susan's a big woman.
Yeah.
She's bigger than Steven.
Yeah.
From the photos and stuff. So she's
big. And she probably just dunk because she never showered.
No.
So her stench probably
that would be disarming enough, honestly. Ugh. So they're wrestling together and they're holding the gun. And according to Susan, she's standing above him while he's wrestling. So maybe he's fallen and she's like standing above him and she turns the gun and shoots him in the head, in the top and back of the head. Well, she doesn't say she shoots him. She says the gun goes off and that he ends up shooting
himself. Of course, because it's
he ends up shooting himself. At some point during the bout, she claimed that one of the guns struck Delacino in the back of the head. But when the police found the evidence from the autopsy, he had 4 gunshot wounds to his head that they could decipher. And the gun only had 5 rounds in it. So he emptied the clip into his own head. Really, Susan? So when confronted with this information, Susan also said that at one point during the struggle, she had to go grab another rifle and standing over Delacino shot him dead.
She likes to shoot people in the head.
She likes to shoot people in the head for seemingly no reason.
Yeah.
We could surmise and like from some of what the other people said about her that worked with her and survived, that she would turn on the drop of a hat and would get really angry. And you can see it a little bit in the interrogation tapes, but she's very calculated and very manipulative. But some of the other things that Susan said in here, again, Susan's just, I'm just the victim. The man came, he was wielding a gun. It was self-defense to shoot him 6 times in the head, in the back of the head. And then she fed him to the pigs because in the autopsy, his femurs had been separated by an axe. She chopped him up
and then fed him.
Or buried parts of him around the property.
Yeah.
And the leg was probably dug up by one of her pigs.
It was like a little treasure hunt.
Yeah. Through the whole investigation, she held out that she was taking these people out of their misery, that it was really not her fault. They didn't do anything to hurt her, but she just, you know, needed them dead, I guess. She kept saying she wanted to take a lie detector test, just this whole time very manipulative, and she was demanding a lie detector test. And they finally set up the lie detector test, and they ask her, do you need water? Do you need to go to the bathroom? Do you need anything? Blah, 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 blah. She says, nope, I'm all good to go. Let's do this. They go through all the rules. And I don't know if you've ever seen a lie detector test being administered before, but it's a very long process. And they go through all of the questions with you first. The questions aren't new, so you're not registering an emotion to the question being new, you know, or it's surprising. You go through it multiple times. They tell you all of the rules during the lie detector test. You can't move much. You can't be coughing, you can't be breathing heavily, you can't be talking, you can't be shaking. Just you have to stay very, very still and answer these questions. And it's usually 5 questions, so it doesn't really take long to do it. She just did whatever she could, including all of those things, to sabotage the lie detector test and these questions. Specifically, they were asking questions like, are there any other dead people on the property? And did you shoot Robert before he was eaten by pigs? This poor guy, the test administrator, was so patient and kind and calm with her. And he had to administer the test 3 separate times and go through all the rules and go through the whole setup all over again because she just kept wiggling and coughing and moving. And she just was definitely sabotaging it. And then at a certain point in here, the investigators, or like the guy who's administering the test, he finds out that Susan had actually shit her pants.
Ew.
Yep. Yep.
During
the interrogation, she had shit her pants, not told anybody, and ended up in the video. She discovers it and then she just wipes it with her bare hand off the chair. Well, the same woman who's saying she can't see a mess around.
Yeah.
The same woman who's saying that light is a little askew and I need it adjusted.
There's definitely something off.
Deranged.
I mean, she could still have thought that the light was messing with her whatever, but that is disgusting behavior.
Yes. Yeah. And the poor detectives, they just sit in this tiny little room with
shit.
Her.
And how much she stank. I have a very strong sense of smell. I couldn't do it.
Nope.
I'd quit.
I don't think I could do it.
Deuces.
That, right? This is the case that breaks me. So in the end, they couldn't even use the lie detector test evidence because she kept just fucking with it the whole time. But luckily, it wasn't really needed at all. Finally defeated by the investigation, and she went to trial for the murders of Stephen Delesino and Robert Haney, and she was found guilty for both counts of murder, which is 25 years each. So she's serving 50 years to life in Oregon State Prison for her crimes, and she's not able to be paroled. It only took the jury 1 hour
to deliberate
this case.
I mean, it's pretty cut dry that she did it and she admitted to it. Did they find any other bodies?
No, but what Susan did through the investigation, she claimed that she had 17 other victims.
17?
17, yeah, because she had been on that farm for 20 years, right? She could have been doing this once a year, like
a
ritual.
She didn't even have to feed her pigs real food.
Right.
Just humans.
Just humans. And then she would sell the meat, by the way, at the markets. But anyway, of the pigs.
The pigs that were eating the humans.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's so gross. Good thing I don't like pork.
30 cents a pound is what she was selling her pork for, just to give you an idea.
Oh my gosh. What if she was then sellied it. Oh my God. And people were eating it. Yeah, and then
that's
what if
a
they
separate
had this,
part of this investigation.
What if they had this craving and this insatiable like craving for some kind of meat, but no meat
they
would
couldn't
satisfy
put their finger on it?
Because cannibalism.
I didn't even think of these unintended consequences of this woman's actions. Yeah, she claimed that she had 17 other victims. So the police had to go out to her farm and go inch by inch. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for this investigation to dig up her entire property.
Yeah, you said what, 50 acres?
20 acres.
20 acres. That's still huge.
That's huge. And it's all like rough, rugged forest. So it's not like
trees and stuff.
And she knew that she was they knew that she was burying stuff. So they just had to dig up. I think
and
it was
they
something
no
like
idea where.
There was something crazy. Like it was like 50,000 holes were dug on this property and they found nothing.
Did they find
no other remains?
Dinosaurs? I
so
mean,
she they get something for their trouble. No. So she just had lied just to send him on a little goose chase, maybe to get some extra clout in prison because she used to sign her letters from prison. The sweetest murder in Oregon.
Oh my God. Well, she still has that victim mentality for, oh, poor me, the tiny little woman.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I highly recommend like checking out the interrogation tape. It was pretty intense.
So did anyone that's skilled in mental health investigate her? There's obviously a mental health issue here with the filth and the hoarding and the killings.
Yeah, and the sadistic behavior.
Yes,
of
course.
A little bit. I mean, one would hope that she could get counseling, but she was sent to state prison. So I'm assuming no.
Yes, because
some of the other people that worked with her, they said that she was bipolar.
Oh.
And she was taking medication for it. So
she had to have seen a therapist to get the bipolar medication.
Yeah. Well, this is just from what
they're saying.
Okay. And they say, I think she's taking, I know she has medication for it. I'm pretty sure she takes it every day.
Also, you never know with those kind of environments and the people that they were interviewing. They seem, lower caliber of humans that may have some issues, hence why they're finding jobs on Craigslist.
Right, and going and living in trailers on strangers' farms.
Yes, that love their pigs more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, there were plenty of red flags for these people.
There were so many red flags. And we got to just avoid those.
Yes.
Folks.
I see a red flag and I go charging toward
just
it.
Just right towards
I'm
it.
I'm just like a bull.
Red's my favorite color. But yeah, crazy, right? Crazy lady who just loved her pigs and hated people and just thought she could get away with it.
Yeah. Fortunate for her that she had pigs to love in her life, you know?
Yeah.
The
nice
one positive
way to end this. At least she had her pigs. Oh, actually, she doesn't have her pigs.
No,
I forgot
she's
to
in
mention.
Prison.
She's also in prison, but the first thing that the police did after they found out that those pigs
had eaten humans,
slaughtered all of her pigs.
They had to, because you don't know once having that human in you, you don't know what they do. Yeah.
So they did, and she was furious.
Oh, yeah,
because she
course.
Was already
those are
in
her
prison.
Babies.
She couldn't do anything, so she was absolutely furious. Yeah, tough story. She was pretty ruthless.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this wild story.
Welcome.
I see why you were so excited all week.
I know.
Because the spins and the twist was not expecting.
She's beating people that were pigs.
Just was not expecting any of that. I can actually picture her and her pigs now in my head and how that all went down. I can see it visually.
Yeah. Real grungy.
Thanks for another great Lawless Ladies episode.
True crime,
but cuter.